Thanks to BetterHelp for supporting our podcast, Sincerely Fortune. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/fortune. Start living a better life today. I want to thank the fun and challenging Best Fiends for their support. Best Fiends is the binge-worthy mobile puzzle game. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Welcome to another episode of Sincerely Fortune. It is Fortune, and I am so excited to be talking to one of our fan favorite guests. It's my mom, Ginger.
Hello, I'm glad to be here.
Mom, I'm glad to be talking to you. It's been a minute since you've been on the old pod.
It has been.
What you been up to? You been partying?
No, I have not been doing much of anything. I've been baking.
Oh, yeah. We heard about the infamous baking. What's it called?
The bake sale.
The bake sale is coming.
It's for the historical society in town. And I'm baking because I have to practice. I mean, I can't sell anything till it's right. So I'm practice baking.
You don't want to just do people a favor and buy the baked goods from somewhere else and donate them?
It's a matter of principle.
Yeah, I don't remember you being much of a baker when I was growing up.
That's why I'm practicing.
Well, you're using an old family recipe, right? An old lemon pie recipe?
Your Nana has a recipe for lemon chest tarts. It is wonderful, and that's what I am perfecting.
What's a lemon chest tart?
Well,
you don't know.
Don't ask questions like that. Let's just say a lemon tart. It's a lemon tart that you bake.
Okay.
It's not a refrigerated lemon tart. It's one that you bake. And it is a great recipe. And your Nana used to make it. And we live in a small town. So she would take the lemon chest tarts downtown to the post office and the bank and in and out of stores and give them to people that she knew that worked at the stores. Mm-hmm. And people loved her tarts and loved to see her come in when she was bringing those.
Yeah.
She was kind of a fan favorite. Anyway. Oh,
so is that what you're going to start doing?
I'm going to perfect the tarts, yes.
And you're going to start taking them around town?
Well, I don't know. You know,
you're
I could.
Let's see how they taste first.
I know.
Let's just see.
Well, I did make some and they were really good, but your sister-in-law tweaked the recipe some. And so I'm going to try some of her suggestions and see if it doesn't change the recipe, but it does a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to see if it could be even better.
Well, I'm glad to know that life is full.
Oh, it is. And I've been playing with girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And we really enjoy that.
Yeah.
You know, we put out snacks and put out some wine. And
you put out.
Not put out.
One of the last times we talked to you, I don't think it was the last time, you were going to sign up for a dating app. What happened to that?
Boy, that must have been a long time ago.
Yeah.
I haven't even been thinking about men.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
You don't have needs anymore?
I have needs, but I hadn't been thinking about them.
Yeah.
And I'm just not quite ready to sign up for a dating app. I will do that at some point in time.
Okay.
But I'm too busy with the bake sale right now.
You always find ways to put your love on the back burner.
Well, it's on the back burner now. With the bake sale, I'm cool. Mm-hmm.
You got everything you need.
Not everything I need, but at least it's filling some voids.
Yeah. How's North Carolina doing right now with the variant?
Well, like everywhere else, there are more cases, and the county we live in has abysmal numbers for the number of people vaccinated. You know, like everywhere, hospitals are filling up with unvaccinated people. They say that the unvaccinated people are going home to their families, and children are getting it. A lot of children are getting it because parents are unvaccinated and they're catching it and giving it to their children.
That's no fun.
No, not at all. I just wish everybody would get vaccinated.
Have you been being more careful again, just not kissing people on the mouth and stuff?
No, I'm not doing that. And I'm being not as careful as I had been, but I'm becoming more aware of being careful again. And I've been putting on a mask sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I have. And, you know, schools are getting ready to start. And there's all kind of debates around the country, really, about mask versus no mask. And so when school starts, it'll be interesting to see what happens with vaccinations and masks and whatever. But when I go somewhere where there are lots of people, I'll probably put on a mask.
I think they should start giving out vaccines at like bars and stuff. Because people are gonna go out. They might as well, or like at Lollapalooza, they should have just had big old vaccination stations.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
Well, Lollapalooza's over now, so too
Or
late.
not just there, but any big gathering, I think it'd be wonderful to offer. You know, while people stand in line, they just as well get a shot.
Right. I mean, I know they have to be refrigerated and whatnot, but if there was a little planning ahead, they could. I know it sucks to have to give people incentives to get vaccinated, but if that's what it takes, like, hey, get a if you go to an event, they have vaccinations, be like, you can get a free beer if you
Oh,
get
listen,
vaccinated.
you wouldn't believe what North Carolina is doing. North Carolina has given away, now I might be wrong, I think it's $3 million
Oh,
in
really?
increments of $1 million to people who have gotten the vaccination. I mean, they're in a, supposedly everybody's in a lottery, and every so often a name is drawn for $1 million. I mean, it's unbelievable.
$1 million. Come on now.
And I think there's three of them that have been awarded. And also now North Carolina is giving away $100 to anybody who is not vaccinated and gets vaccinated. $100 to get vaccinated, and then $25 to the person that drives them to get
Okay.
vaccinated.
Wow. I mean, I guess if that's what it takes at this point. I know California was doing some sort of lottery thing too. I don't know where that stands now, but
Well, I'm ready to get a booster. I mean, they aren't saying anything about boosters yet, but, you know, supposedly the vaccine lasts 6 months anyway. And I had mine one in January and one in February. So if that's the case with 6 months, it's time for me to get a booster.
You gonna tell them to put it in your booty?
No, I put it in my arm, you silly girl.
Was reading here in the news that they opened the border, to Canada.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've opened the border to Canada to U.S. folks. It had been closed all this time. They said, I think it opened this past Monday. U.S. travelers waited as long as 7 hours to enter Canada, where you can drive into Canada,
Yeah.
They kind of near Minnesota and what I think it was International Falls or whatnot. There's a border crossing, but people waited 7 hours to get in there. People have been wanting to get to Canada.
My goodness, I can't imagine.
You have to be fully vaccinated if you're a non-essential traveler to go. So there's, if you want to go to Canada, there's another incentive. But yeah, I wonder, maybe it was people like, living in the States that hadn't been able to go visit family and whatnot. I don't know.
Maybe so. Are people going on business?
Maybe. I mean, I know you were able to go, but you had to quarantine. But not a lot of people could go for and stay for 2 weeks and
No.
before they went for whatever reason. So it was definitely a very popular destination. There's a picture, someone posted a picture of all these cars waiting to go into Canada and only one car coming into the US.
Oh my. Boy,
But
that says a lot.
I'm sure the Canadian businesses are happy because it said that Canada gets their tourism generates more than 83 billion per year and it employs about 10% of Canadian workers.
Wow.
So I think their tourism is probably gonna be very happy about that. But
Well, good. Good for them.
yeah, we have a lot of Canadian listeners, so toot toot, beep beep. We're gonna get in that line and go visit Canada.
I'll say. Well, I don't know if everybody does it or not, but I carry my vaccination card with me.
I just took a picture of mine.
Oh, well, that's smart.
You should take a picture of yours just in case to have a backup.
Well, I'm not sure I know how.
What do you mean? You don't know how to take a picture with your phone? Like, you just put the card down on the table and then put your camera, put your phone camera over it and then press
Oh, I can do that. I thought it was something more complicated.
No, you're just taking a picture of it.
I will do that.
I don't know how in the world I am ever possibly going to figure that one out.
I just did.
Did I tell our listeners about how most of my young adult life you refused to learn how to set your alarm?
You set my alarm for me till you went off to college.
Every night you'd be like asking me to do it, and I'd be like, Mom, it's not hard, and you just refuse to learn. Then I finally went. I went to college, and you were forced to learn, and you did.
I did.
You just like to be a princess.
Well, apparently so. But I'm not good with the fine motor skills either.
Let me ask you, do you watch The Bachelor?
No, I mean, I have seen it a few times and I'll watch it for a little while, but I don't watch the whole thing. I
Okay, I
don't
didn't.
like, you know what I don't like about The Bachelor?
What?
I don't like, it kind of turns me off when I see them kissing everybody.
That's the name of the game, Mom.
Yeah,
Smoocheroos.
but I mean, there's no discrimination at all. It's just like if you're there, you're gonna like get right up on somebody. And I mean, I wouldn't mind it if it was one or two people, but like 10 or 12 people, it's kind of loses the meaning, I think. So,
Right.
I mean, how could you? I don't know. I wouldn't want to be with somebody that was kissing on 10 other people.
Well, I mean, you kind of know that that's what you're signing up for.
Obviously, I'm not signing up for it.
So you wouldn't have gone on a dating show like that? What if they had a bachelor for old ladies?
Well, I wouldn't do it because I'm so particular and I would get really turned off at some of the men that would be on there. And I wouldn't want to have anything to do with them, and the show wouldn't be any good.
I mean, it's like nursing homes already are dealing with the bachelor. There's usually one man to about 20 ladies.
And I hear that there's a lot of activity going on in nursing homes.
I know.
I mean,
On
like
the
sexual activity.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised you hadn't gone into a nursing home yet.
Listen at
Not
you.
a nursing home, a retirement facility. You don't
Well.
need a nursing home. You're not old like that.
Oh, well, good.
I meant a retirement community.
That's true. Well, maybe I will some of these days.
Yeah. I don't mind on The Bachelor that they're smooching a bunch of people. But I don't like how they mic the smooches. You hear a lot of Like
Yeah,
that.
well,
I don't care for that.
I don't think I've watched it enough for that to be a problem for me. It's just not my favorite show. Like, I'll channel surf, and if it's something that is on and nothing else is, I might watch for 10 minutes and then go to something else.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna bring up some other questions I have for you really quick. We're gonna take a break and we'll be right back. What interferes with your happiness or prevents you from achieving your goals? Well, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in less than 48 hours. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp is also available for clients worldwide. Anything you share is confidential. BetterHelp is not self-help, it's professional counseling. You can get licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, anxiety, sleeping, self-esteem, trauma, so many things. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This is a time, if you've got things that you're dealing with, things that have been weighing heavy on you, things that you're wanting to overcome, I always suggest you talk it out. So join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/fortune. That's betterhelp.com/fortune for 10% off your first month. You can't help but feel a little relieved that things are starting to feel more normal this summer, even when normal means sand in your shorts. When you download Best Fiends, your brain can feel like it's laying on the beach all year long. This summer, I've been chilling outside playing one of my favorite games, Best Fiends. I am currently on. Let's check it out. I'm opening my Best Fiends right now. The wind's blowing in my hair. I'm feeling very relaxed because I got nothing on my mind because I'm playing this cool game, Best Fiends. I'm on level 912. I love this game. Best Fiends is way more fun than the other matching puzzle games out there. It's one of those games that makes 30 minutes feel like 30 seconds, and it's totally free to download. With thousands of fun puzzles to solve, there's something new every day. With Best Fiends, the adorable collectible characters just keep coming, and Best Fiends releases new challenges, characters, and themes all the time just to keep you on your toes. So download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. And we're back. All right, Mom. So I was going to tell you about being on the road again.
Oh, yeah.
I started my tour a couple of weeks ago. Well, I've been doing shows sporadically, but I started hitting the comedy clubs again in early July. And it's been really cool being back on the road. Getting to make people laugh in person again, which is something I really, really missed, during that 15 months of
Yeah.
not really being able to leave the house very much. I did have a kind of a crazy incident happen as a first for me. I don't know if I should tell you. I feel like it will freak you out.
Oh, good. Tell me.
Well, this was a first for me, and it's not something that people want to experience, and I hope very few people have to experience. I was lucky; it ended up being kind of a false alarm,
My
but
gosh, what is it?
I had shows this past weekend, and the comedy club's attached to a out like kind of one of those outdoor mall situations, where there's like lots of stores right beside each other, but
Yeah.
it's all outdoor. Well, like when you walk through everything.
Yeah.
So I had finished the first show and everything was great. I was sitting backstage and I went on this trip by myself. Sometimes Jax comes, and sometimes she brings Biggie, but it was just me. And sometimes I bring an opener. This particular weekend I did not. So I'm sitting there all alone. I'm like watching the Olympics and I hear this noise and I get up and coming down the hall is like 20 people. They've like burst through the doors of the kitchen
Oh,
because
God.
to get to the green room, you've got to go around and through the kitchen. And I just see like 20 people like bum rushing the hall. And, I don't know exactly how many. I'm just sort of guesstimating. I was like, oh my God. And everybody looks terrified. There's some girls like crying, and they kind of like come to the green room to like burst in the green room. I'm like, what is going on? And they said, there's an active shooter.
Oh gosh.
And I said, what? And they're like, everyone's freaking out. Men, women, everybody's got this look on their face of like, holy cow. And they're like that. They're like, we don't know. 'Cause when you hear there's an active shooter, you're like, you see this stuff on the news all the time where you're just like, oh my God, I can't imagine being in these situations. You're thinking like, well, is there an active shooter in the mall, in the building, in the room? Like you don't know. You're just
No.
like, you're like kind of freaking out. And so I heard it, but I kind of stayed calm, just like I didn't want to freak out too. And so they were like kind of pushing to come in the green room. I'm like, well, this room goes nowhere. You don't want to be stuck in a room if there's a shooter around the corner, So I kind of pointed everybody towards the exit. There was a back exit, and I'm like, that's where you want to go. You want to go outside. Like, if I've heard anything from these situations, that you want to go to an exit, if you
Yeah.
can. And so they run down the hall and go out the exit. And so I'm just kind of like, oh my God, I'm like, it's like eerily quiet now. And you're, kind of listening to see if because you want to hear if there's shots, and because you want to know like how far or close somebody is, if that is the situation. So I was kind of like peeking around the corner, and there was like, some other employees sort of peeking around the corner too. And it's like so quiet. And because apparently when people heard that there was an active shooter, the whole mall, like everybody ran, everybody started running. And so in the comedy club, everybody was like, but like drop their drinks and were like pushing to go in towards different rooms and to get away from
Oh,
where they
stop.
thought there might be danger. So it was like, everyone was in a panic, like pushing to go in all different directions. I was in the hall of the kitchen at this point, and just kind of, but like kind of just poking my head around the corner. The girl that was opening for me that weekend, like she got pushed really hard during, it was like kind of a stampede. And so what we just all kind of waited in silence for like, 15 minutes. And then the manager has like, direct access to security of the mall, and they're saying that everything had been cleared. And so everybody kind of started to slowly come out of the people that had
Wow.
gone outside, the people that had pushed into different rooms, just kind of shakily, started coming out from different spots. And people were walking back through the kitchen. A couple of people were like, can we take a picture? I know it's like kind of a crazy time. I'm like, yeah, we took a picture, and everybody's just sort of trying to shake it off. And so they started the show a little bit late. They got people seated. What happened was, and there was like an article that came out that described it this morning. There was some guy that went to the movie theater, and he was in the movie theater, and he started yelling at about he was upset about something, and he started yelling and making he was in the movie theater, and he started making threatening comments, saying he was gonna do stuff. And people obviously don't play around with that anymore, because it's so become so serious in this country that you hear something like that, nobody's gonna sit around and wait to see if this guy, says what he's gonna do. And the guy started, I guess, had like a knife on him, and he had a bag that he was like rummaging through. So people were jumping out of the movie theater and running and started yelling active shooter. And it just started trickling down through the whole mall. And so that's how it got to our area. So he was arrested. He didn't have a gun, but if you're in any public area and you're threatening any sort of violence, nobody's you're not gonna walk free if there's security around. And so they apprehended the guy, but they got people in the room seated, and I addressed it on stage, and then we moved on and had a good night, good show. That was a first for me, and it was definitely, I mean, that nightmare sort of. I mean, I'm lucky that nothing actually happened. He didn't have a gun, but it's that nightmare scenario that you hear people describe, on the news and the stuff, where you just go, I don't want to be, you hope that you're not anywhere a part of that, but it's, you never know these days. It's scary. So many different places people have had to experience things like this, and I hate that.
Well, you didn't say one word to me about it when we talked.
I was debating whether or not to say anything to you, because I know moms freak out about that stuff, and
Well, yes.
obviously you can't live your life where you don't go out in public, and you can't, I mean, in the pandemic you didn't leave your house for a year and a half, but in normal times you have to live life. You can't stay home because you're afraid something's gonna happen. But anytime you are in any sort of public place, it isn't always safe. You never know what's around the corner, and I hated that people had to experience that, and the look of terror on people's faces.
I cannot imagine. And I mean, I would have, I mean, you could have told me about it afterwards and it would have been fine. But gosh, if we had happened to be talking when that happened, that would have been terrible.
Well, I knew better than to call you and tell you, because I didn't want you freaking out thinking that there was, somebody in the mall with a gun on the loose,
Oh gosh, how scary. What an awful thing, though, to have to be on alert for something like that. But you were talking about dangers in our country. Well, even I think a big danger is in parking lots. There are things on the news all the time about people that have gotten killed because they were abducted in parking lots of malls and Walmart and grocery stores. And people cannot be too careful. Although we go about our daily business and get in and out of our cars and drive places and we go in stores and we're not thinking about things like that could happen. But it's scary. We really can't be too careful.
Yeah, I think it just reminds you, that you have to just pay attention, as much as it stinks to not be able to just go places and let your guard down and have fun, which, obviously you should have fun and go out, but it does sort of remind you to be aware of your surroundings, to not be so out to lunch that you're not paying attention to, if you're walking alone in a parking garage or whatnot, or if you are in a public place like a mall, and just sort of be listening. And it did, I hate this, but it did make me remember that when I go places, to sort of know where an exit is,
Yeah.
to sort of have that in your mind of like, I don't know. I hate that that's even a thought. I hate that people have to even deal with that. It sucks that this is such a big thing that our country deals with, but it definitely is not fun being on the part of thinking that's coming your way.
No, and you do have to think about yourself and how you would react and where you would go, and it is sad, but it is just how things are.
But anyway,
Well, I'm sorry you went through that.
I mean, it's fine. I'm just talking about it because it's such a rare, hopefully a rare thing that happens, and definitely, like I said, reminded me to sort of be on my toes a little bit more.
Yeah.
But
We just have
I
to be
didn't,
aware of our surroundings.
yeah, and I didn't bring it up to be a Debbie Downer, but I just figured I'd share that experience, because that was yeah, a really weird thing to go through. But
Oh, I can imagine.
listen, it ended up being everything's fine, everyone was okay. And we had a good show, and I think it helped being able to laugh and shake it off. And yeah, life goes on, and thankfully, I mean, that's the
Oh,
greatest gift of it.
and thank goodness you and everybody else are all right.
Yeah. But yeah, I never know when to tell you things like that, 'cause I know moms get freaked out.
But I'd rather know than not know. I'd always rather you tell me things than hold back.
Well, I won't hold back, Mom.
Because once something is passed and I know you're safe, you can tell me anything.
Yeah. Well, we can't end this podcast on a downer thing. Do you have anything happy to share?
Well, I have actually read a good book.
Okay, well, tell us about
It's the name of it
it.
is The Midnight Library.
Okay.
And it's a book about, if I say travel, you would have to read the book to see what I mean. It's kind
Okay.
of a
Oh,
like
like
time travel.
yeah, I was about to say anything that happens at midnight, it's not a real travel
Yeah.
situation.
Yeah, it's more time travel, but it's very good, very well written. And I just finished it, and I do recommend it. But I haven't.
I didn't think you were into that kind of thing.
Oh no, it's not.
Like time travel, I mean.
Well, this book is different.
It's got meaning and
It
depth
does.
to it. Okay.
It's very philosophical sometimes, but it's just a very good book.
Well, good. People always like your the books that you throw out
Well, I haven't
or
been
mention.
reading much lately,
Why not?
and
Oh, because of the
because of the bake
bake
sale, and I haven't been reading that much, and reading is not quite as easy for me till I get my eyes operated on.
Oh, that's right. You have like what is it?
Cataracts,
Cataracts, yeah.
and I'm way too young for that. I don't know why I have them.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to have surgery. So I can read, but it's not quite as easy. So I haven't been doing that much of it. But I did get into this book, and the print was even fairly small, but it was a good book, so I stuck with it.
Well, hopefully you can get that. I think you're getting that surgery in a couple months, right?
Yeah,
November or
I'm
something.
closer to winter,
Okay. Well, that'll
but
be good because I know you like to read.
I do. I do. I love to read, and I was so glad to have a book to be able to recommend.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that, Mom.
Well, you said something happy, and that was a happy something that I could think about.
Well, is there anything else you want to share before we sign off?
I don't know. I just have a feeling that people are going to want Nana's lemon chest tart recipe.
They might. Well, they'll have to. Maybe if they go to the Sincerely Fortune Facebook page, you might. Is that a recipe you will share, or is it a family secret?
I would share it. I don't believe in not sharing recipes.
Okay, so
And
you'll
see,
share. What's
one
that?
time I wanted a recipe from, when I was teaching, one Thanksgiving we, brought potluck, and one of the men teachers brought a pumpkin dessert that was wonderful. And
Yeah.
I liked pumpkin, and it was so good. And his wife had made it, and I asked for the recipe, and he said, oh, he would bring it. Well, 2 years later, he still hadn't brought it.
Oh,
And
yeah.
occasionally I would ask him, and then I realized that, apparently his wife is somebody who does not share recipes. And I thought, what would it be to her? She wouldn't even know if I made it or not made it. And why would it matter to her if I was making that same recipe?
Yeah.
And I just think it's silly not to share recipes, to be honest.
Well, there you go. If you
But I want to tweak this, and if I do anything to make it even a little better,
You'll share it.
I'll change it and share it. Yeah.
Well, maybe we can have a recipe share on the Sincerely Fortune Facebook page
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? I adore recipes.
where maybe if people have something that they make that they really like, they'll share it on that site, and then you can, when once you perfect your recipe, you can share that one, and everybody can learn a new little recipe.
And something I love cookbooks. I love to read cookbooks, just like you would read a novel. And I bet there's some people out there that do the same thing.
Well,
And
we'll
it
find
doesn't mean
out.
you're going to make them. Like on Facebook, I'll post a lot of recipes and people will ask me if it's good. And I'll say, well, I don't know. I don't make what I post. I just like recipes.
Yeah,
You know, and
well.
occasionally I'll make something. In fact, the other day I saw a pumpkin recipe that sounded like that one that that lady would not share with me. And I put it on my Facebook page and I'm going to try that.
All right.
That
Well,
would be poetic justice if I found that recipe on
well,
Facebook.
maybe go on that page in a couple days, and hopefully there's some things there that you might be able to make,
Oh, I hope so. I
or at
wish,
least enjoy reading.
or at least enjoy reading. But yeah, I wish people would share recipes.
Yeah. Well, Mom, we've run out of time. It's always a treat getting to talk to you, especially on the podcast. I feel like I get to check in with you in a different kind of way than just saying what's up.
That's right.
If you're wanting to check out a show this fall, I am back on tour. My theaters start in September. I'm coming to Boston, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Oklahoma City, Wichita, Baltimore, Philadelphia, all kinds of places. Go to fortunefeimster.com/tour to see if I'm coming to a city near you. It's going to be so cool. This is my first theater tour, and I can't wait to get into those awesome venues. Well, Mom, thank you again for coming on, and
It was fun.
I hope you have a good week, and you want to say goodbye to everybody?
I surely do. And you have a good week too. And everybody have a good week, a happy week. And I've loved being on here today and talk to you soon.
All right, you guys, have a good week. Talk to you next week.
Bye bye.
Bye.